208, second reading.
Declare surplus real property at 6 Water Bureau locations and request authorization to dispose of these properties.
Any further discussion on item 108? Seeing none, please call the roll, Carla.
Fritz?
Colleagues, I very much appreciate the discussion last week and the conversation that Commissioner Hardesty and I had yesterday. For the past 11 years, I've probably been the most active member of council in looking after people who live outside and trying to find creative solutions for them. I worked for 5 years to move Right to Dream 2 from Fort and Burnside to their current location, and I've constantly been looking out for how can we be more helpful to people living outside while at the same time we stress the need for permanent affordable housing. These surplus properties mostly are residentially zoned so that they will be available for new homes to be built, and that of course is what we need the most is permanent housing. And so I appreciate the conversation that we did look into all of the options for other uses for these properties, and I believe that this is the right action. Aye.
Hardesty.
I also appreciate the conversation that we had last week and my conversation with Commissioner Fritz yesterday. My concerns still remain that as a city, we own property that we then sell, and then we say that the biggest cost, the biggest barrier to building affordable housing is land. And we sell the land, and then we go out and we buy more expensive land somewhere else. I hope this council at some time comes together and figures out collectively what we do when we declare an emergency, when we have land and we have people who are in desperate need of safe, secure locations to lay their head at night. I will support this because Commissioner Fritz assured me that, again, all these properties, with one exception, are in residential areas, so the hope is that somebody buys it and builds some housing on it. But I think we could do so much better with land that the city owns, especially in an emergency. I vote aye.
You, Daly?
Similar sentiments to Commissioner Fritz and Hardesty. I appreciated last week's conversation. We have been kind of combing the city for PBOT properties that could be used for the purposes of alternative shelter sites, and that has been a kind of frustrating ongoing process of the last 3 years. So I'm happy I finally have a bureau that has some of those extra properties. I understand that the Water Bureau and BES has kind of special constraints on them due to being ratepayer funded, but I'm going to strongly suggest that we as a body establish a community benefits policy for the disposition of public land moving forward. I would love to have that conversation and ensure that we are putting every square inch of property we have to its best use for the public benefit. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
And just to put people maybe at ease, at least in the interim, and I support this idea of a more formalized enterprise-wide approach to this. The Housing Bureau does, in fact, make sure that they cull through all of the dispositions, and if there are properties that are appropriate for their work, then they definitely express an interest. As just sort of a footnote on this particular one, since it's coming through the Water Bureau, those are market rate opportunities because there is the issue relative to holding the ratepayers whole in the case of assets directly related to the Water Bureau. But the larger point is one well taken, Commissioner Udaly and Commissioner Hardesty. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. And because we have a time